Rebecca is the fourth recipient of a statewide Clean Harbors certificate. Along with Homer, Seward, and Haines, Sitka's harbor system was recognized in October by the Alaska Clean Harbors Advisory Committee for meeting 88 best management practices. KCAW's Emily Kwong has more.
The Alaska Clean Harbors Checklist of Best Management Practices, or BMPs, is like eating your broccoli in the boating world. They're designed to prevent pollution, reduce waste, save costs, basically to encourage clean boating. And Sitka has won the equivalent of a Clean Plate Award. Brett Farrell, Assistant Director of the Marine Exchange of Alaska, came to Sitka's assembly meeting last Tuesday to recognize the harbor system.
Sitka is now a leader in Alaska for proactive pollution prevention practices. Your harbor department is not only complying with local, state, and federal regulations, but going above and beyond to provide services to harbor customers that make doing the right thing reasonable and attractive alternatives to often polluting activities that can constitute business as usual in many harbors.
Farrell then presented a certificate and a white flag emblazoned with three fishing boats moored in clear blue waters. Accepting the flag was Harbor Master Stan Eliason and Deputy Harbor Master Chuck Hackett. Eliason says that in order to qualify as an Alaska Clean Harbor, the Sitka Harbor system had to meet 100% of state and federal legal requirements and 80% of those BMPs. One of the biggest improvements is the installation of new signs spelling out proper waste disposal.
See a lot of signage throughout the harbor systems at all the gangways and stuff, basically telling people who to call if they see an oil spill, do's and don'ts and stuff like that. And we're going to have a pamphlet here at the office we give out to the general public, and it's just it kind of maps out where you can find our recyclables, waste bins, what to do with batteries, etc.
Eliason says all the public literature was paid for by the Alaska Clean Harbors Advisory Committee, which is run by volunteers across the state. There's representation from the Department of Environmental Conservation and the Sea Grant Marine Advisory Program. On the phone with KCAW, Eliason thanked Hackett and Maintenance Supervisor Ron Pratt for taking the lead on the project.
Yeah, we're quite happy. Move on to the next thing, I guess.
What is the next thing?
I'm waiting for it. You know, there's always a challenge out there, so.
Among them, Eliason says, is tracking down a flagpole. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.